And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Noah Galarza. He's the Whitey's AmeriCorps volunteer. Welcome to Morning Edition, Noah.
Good morning.
You've been over there at the Whitey as an AmeriCorps volunteer for a little over a year. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey, a little suburb.
And what's it like for you volunteering at the Whitey?
It's been a pretty incredible experience being here. There's something about being in a small community, especially being at a place like the Whitey that is solely run by volunteers, which I was like a little shocked at because when I read the description for the AmeriCorps program, like it didn't mention that. And when I got here and they said like nobody gets paid, I'm like, whoa, like these people, all the people there, amazing people, have been there for so many years. Some people have been there for multiple decades. And just that they give so much time to, they really believe in the cause. Like, it's incredible. And I'm hoping that I can be the sort of person in the future that is willing to give so much time to a nonprofit organization that's doing a lot of good for the community.
Well, one of the aspects of the Whitey's mission that you're really impressed with is their grants program. And the Whitey just disseminated a number of grants. When was that, and how many grants did they give out?
We give out grants at our board meeting in February. We have an annual meeting where we talk about all the grants that we're going to be going over. And this year, we gave out 26 grants to different nonprofit organizations, and we gave about $71,000 out, which I think is great.
That's a very large sum for a small thrift shop.
It's a really interesting place because we balance the good we do for the community with what we're giving out and providing low-cost goods to people that really need them in town, and also using that money at the same time to fund these organizations in town that are also doing so many great things for the community.
Let's talk a little bit about that grant program in a little more detail. When can folks apply for it, and what are the limitations, if there are any, on applications?
We usually release the grant applications in about the end of October, and we like to have the grant applications back by the very end of November. And there is a few limitations. We don't fund some school activities and equipment. We don't fund travel or personal expenses or wages. Building rent or utilities isn't covered, and computer copiers and phones. But outside of that, there's a ton of things that I feel like we're helping out with here.
And this is open to nonprofits, but also you don't have to be a nonprofit, do you?
We prefer that you be a nonprofit, but what we really want is to help organizations and programs that are helping Sitkins. And that is one of the reasons back in 1992, when we got our nonprofit status and broke off from, we used to be part of the Easter Seal Society. We did that mainly because we wanted to keep the money inside of Sitka. Like, our whole motto is like, we're Sitkins helping Sitkins. And yeah, I think that's really great. And just, it's really exciting every time of the year when we discuss these nonprofits and the grant applications. And everyone has kind of their different cause at the Whitey and like wants to advocate for specific nonprofits. And it's really exciting. And like, finally, we released the grants that we're giving money to in February at our annual meeting. And it's such an exciting time, and like having those grants go out and just knowing that we're kind of allowing these programs to continue and that we're like part of that, not only that we're kind of helping people on our own, but that we're like also helping other people in town that need it.
What are some of those organizations and programs that received grants this round?
I have a list here.
Go for it.
And I can read a few off. We have 21st Century Community Learning Centers, the 3-5 Preschool, the Alaska Southeast Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Baranoff and Keat, Baranoff School, Braveheart, the Easter Group, the Girl Scouts, the Greater Sitka Arts Council, the Hames Center, the Mount Edgecombe Preschool, Safe and Sail, Sitka Babies and Books, Sitka Community Development Corps, the Sitka Conservation Society, And for Sitka Counseling, we fund four different programs there. We helped out the Sitka Kitch, the Sitka Public Library, the Sitka Volunteer Fire Department, the Swan Lake Senior Center, and the Youth Advocates of Sitka.
That is very broad and extensive list of grant recipients, just covering a whole wide swath of the Sitka community. Let's talk a little bit about the Whitey's history. Now, you mentioned when the Whitey became a nonprofit. When did the Whitey start?
It actually, a board meeting for the Easter Seal Society. They had that in November 5th of 1952. Is the person who became the first president of the Whitey, Dale D. Armand. They were talking about it, and they decided that a nice way to help fund the Easter Seal Society was by creating what they called a Rumble Shop, which I have actually never heard of, but apparently that's a thrift shop. And that's when we had seen that it had been successful in different areas around Anchorage and, of course, all around the country because, you know, there's thrift shops everywhere. And we went through a little period where we were moving all around Sitka to apparently every building here in downtown. And there had been some problems with each place. And I mean, first of all, most of the time when we're in these different places, like, they just let us stay there. Like, we didn't have to pay rent, which is incredible. But we moved from place to place. And then in 1966, we finally got our spot where our present store is. And since then, we've changed around different kind of like ideologies on how the store was going to be run. And as I mentioned earlier, we wanted our money to stay in Sitka, where we think it's most needed. And so in 1992, we became a nonprofit and we started focusing on helping Sitkans.
Let's talk a little bit about donation policy right now and prices. So prices have gone up a little bit. It seems to me that then more money is going to grants. How's that working?
A little bit after I got here, I started hearing from customers or people outside of who were coming to the store that said, I'm not coming to the store because the prices are a little higher. And back in 1960, I can get a t-shirt for 25 cents. And I don't want to say that is a short-sighted view because not everyone knows what we're doing. And I mean, a lot of people do, but there's some people who don't know. And it's an interesting balance that we need to keep. We want to provide low-cost goods for people in town, but we also think our grant program is extremely important. So when it comes down to like pricing certain items, it's like, let's say we get a brand new jacket that's worth like $100. I mean, it happens occasionally, like some people bring in some amazing things that we can resell. And we have to balance out what do we think is a fair price for people in town. And also, the higher we price these things, specific items, there's a ton of stuff that's like really cheap. Like you come inside and get a t-shirt for like $1. We're not charging like $15 like big retail stores. But having something a little higher than it used to be, like that is more money that is going into the community, that is more money into our grant program. And also going over again, us just being a solely volunteer organization, we're not taking that money ourselves. Like we're keeping the lights on. But outside of that, this money is going straight to organizations in town. So the prices might be a little higher, but I'm so thankful to all the people who come into the store. And you are helping us so much. And you yourself, by shopping in the store, are not only getting like some pretty cheap things, but you're also like directly helping Sitka and like our small community and the different nonprofits that are helping so many people in town.
And what's donation policy look like now, especially for the children's side? Because I know that's changed a bit.
The children's side has been changing over the years. And the one problem with the children's side is we get a lot of toys, but the only thing about the toys, which we're trying really not to take as much, is the quality in the stuff we're getting. And just one thing that would be nice for people to think about is it's a nice, like thrift shops in general, a nice place to like if you're cleaning out your house and we're doing our spring cleaning, you could bring all your stuff. Or if there's a garage sale, you could bring all your leftovers, which is awesome because like that's how we're helping people. But also think about, like, this stuff needs to be resold. And, like, if you think this stuff can be resold, like, bring it in. Like, we want things. Like, older stuff, older technology, older toys sometimes aren't going to have a great chance of reselling. And the real reason, like, us in particular worry about that type of thing is because our store is, it's small. Like, we're talking about trying to add a little more space in there. But, like, right now, especially the children's side, is like, it's very small. So we would want to focus more on, like, maybe some games. Like, definitely clothes, shoes, like, children's books. Like, that's the one kind of limiting factor in our store is it's pretty small.
So be really intentional in what you donate. Make sure everything is clean and washed and working and able to be resold.
Yes.
All right. Great. Well, Noah, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
We've been speaking with Noah Galarza. He's the YD's AmeriCorps volunteer.